Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson. How you doing, Rick?
Doing great. Doing just great.
And Joe Franklin, the freak. How you doing, Joe?
No complaints over here.
Right. For this week, you know, we hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. And for this week, we thought we'd reminisce a little bit and go back and look at how we did in our preseason rankings and, you know, some of our sleepers and what we had going on. Probably got some right, some wrong. But we'll expose it all for you today, and you can be the judge. We're going to go through quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers for pro and college, and talk a little bit about everything. And, Rick, how you feeling good? You feel like this is going to be embarrassing, or you feel like our work's going to stand up?
You know, I bet we did okay. I got a feeling we did all right.
Yeah. What do you think, Joe?
I think we did well. I'm very confident here.
Confident? All right. I'm feeling good, too, but we'll see how it goes. It's definitely been a year of surprises. You know, there's always the wide receivers always reshuffle. You know, guys like DeSean Jackson and guys like that pop up, Miles Austin, all these different guys. Mike Sims Walker was a guy that came out of left field. So it's always, you know, it's always an interesting year of guys that just pop up out of nowhere. And you think every year you've studied it so hard that there's no way anybody's going to surprise me. But it seems to happen yet again every year. So we'll see how it goes. We did land a lot of our sleepers, though. We'll get into that in more detail. We'll also break down the Heisman race. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think they should give out a Heisman this year. I think we should just not give an award. It seems like nobody wants to take it by the reins and grab it. So it may be one of those years where it's kind of a crazy year. It reminds me of a couple of years ago where, if you'll remember, Dennis Dixon at Oregon was actually, you know, Oregon was having a great year until Dennis Dixon got hurt, and then they lost that game and everything went downhill from there. And we were actually looking at Dennis Dixon as a Heisman candidate.
Right, and we could have the same thing happen here. Mark Ingram, running back from Alabama, he's having a fantastic year. And but some of the names that we thought of at the beginning of the season, not really performing up to expectations there.
So it's an interesting year. Obviously, Bradford's out of the mix, and you know there's some smaller school guys like Case Keenum. We'll see where they fit in. But all that and more coming up. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We'll break down how we did on quarterback rankings first. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Right now, get up to $1,000 off cabinet refacing from the Home Depot's Home Services. Think of cabinet refacing as a facelift for your kitchen, replacing all your current cabinet doors and drawers with new ones, giving you a stylish new look, and transforming your kitchen without a major overhaul. Just call 1-800-275-FACE to set up a free in-home consultation. Use your savings to upgrade your cabinet style, color, and material. And rest assured that your expert installation will be backed by the Home Depot, putting a smile on your face. Call 1-800-275-FACE. That's 1-800-275-3223 today. And get up to $1,000 off your cabinet refacing project of $3,000 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Minimum purchase required through December 30th at participating U.S. stores. See store for license numbers and details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by Rick Atkinson and the freak, Joe Franklin. We're going to start with quarterbacks. Rick, our number one quarterback was Drew Brees. I think that's turned out okay so far this year.
Well, yeah, hard to argue with that. I mean, he's fantasy-wise, he's the guy. He's had a couple of off weeks, but it's been fairly consistent and been big numbers. So, yeah, I think that's the guy to stay at the top.
And then the question I have is, when we had Kurt Warner, number three. He hasn't really had the fantastic year that you would hope. He's been solid. The Cardinals passing game has been good. The question is for Kurt Warner, what about next year? How much longer does he have of putting up good years? And, you know, he may retire anytime soon. So, you know, it could be interesting. How much longer can he keep it going?
You know, I think he plays next year. Now, whether his body can play next year is the question there. And you know, we've got him number three on our preseason list. Part of the reason we had him that high, though, was the playoff matchups that are coming up. He's got good matchups in the fantasy playoffs. So, I mean, that's a value when you think about it. That it, look for him to his numbers to increase from here on out.
And Bolden hasn't played. Right. He's been injured a lot of the season. So that could help bump up his ratings a little bit. So we'll see how it goes. Now, Joe, our number two guy was Peyton Manning, and he's had one of the better years he's ever had. So I think we were okay there.
Yeah, Peyton Manning, he's been consistent over all these years. You know, you don't expect anything less from him. The only way that Peyton Manning I see dropping off is if he gets injured. And he's never had a major injury in his career. His line protects him fairly well, and he's able to get rid of the ball so that, you know, guys don't get in his face. He's just a smart player overall. And I would expect him to stay right there at the top, right, even into next year.
Right. I think he's one of the few guys that, you know, that you would honestly say there's just no risk whatsoever. There's, you know, he may not finish as the number one quarterback, but you can book it that he's going to be a top five guy. There's no risk whatsoever.
Even if he doesn't get the touchdowns, the yards just pile up. He's had games with one or two touchdowns this year, but he had 400 yards passing along with it. And you get your fantasy points that way. It's a safe bet.
And it also helps that the Colts haven't been dominant running the ball. So the majority of their touchdowns and yards and points, you know, do come from the passing game. Adai and Donald Brown are okay, you know, it'll be interesting to watch that situation in the future, which one develops into the main guy. They continue to split it and what kind of numbers you get. But I think Manning in the passing game is going to be, you can pencil that in for the years to come. Tom Brady was number four, but that Patriots offense has started to pick it up and remind me a little bit of 2007, particularly Randy Moss. So Tom Brady, four may actually be a little low.
Yeah. It's a guy you think is going to continue to put up better numbers and probably go up higher as the season wears on here. The knee was a question mark. There were a few reasons that you wondered if he was going to be back to the previous performance, but he's there. You know, he's the guy now.
Now, Aaron Rodgers has flirted with being the top quarterback a lot of this season. So, Where would you put him in the mix now? Because he's flirted with being the top quarterback. We have him number five. You know, we've got Manning and Brees there. But where do you put in Aaron Rodgers?
Right now I would have Aaron Rodgers a little lower than what we had him projected during the season. I would have him around seven or eight. I would have Phillip Rivers, Matt Schaub, Ben Roethlisberger, a couple of guys there in front of him. But he's still a great option. And if you have him on your fantasy team, he's putting up some good numbers this year.
Right. Speaking of Matt Schaub, you know, where does he stand? You know, in your mind, do you feel comfortable that he's going to be a top five quarterback from here on out?
I think he has the weapons around him to make him a top five quarterback. Now, the question with Matt Schaub always is, can he stay healthy? Can he stay on the field? And this year, he's done so much of a better job of staying healthy.
Really, the first time ever.
Yeah, but that's the big question with him every year.
Yeah, and that's it. He has this year. He has stayed healthy. He's got, you know, probably, if not the most talented receiver in the league, one of the most talented receivers in the league. He probably will suffer a little bit from here on out without Owen Daniels. Daniels was the best tight end in the league this year until he, you know, hurt his knee. So look for Schaub to go down a little bit from here, but he's a big-time fantasy quarterback now.
It'll be interesting to see where we pencil him in. We had him very low to start the season. We had him as our number 19 quarterback, and he's certainly well exceeded that ranking. Now, another guy we had back that's had a really good year is Ben Roethlisberger. He's, you know, bounced back from a so-so year the year before to be, you know, a top 10 quarterback. So I think Big Ben, talk about how the Steelers have transformed from being a run-first team to a pass-first team.
Well, I think it starts with the offensive line. They had some issues last season protecting Ben Roethlisberger and also just the running game altogether. Willie Parker is a guy that's been banged up for a couple of years now and not running as hard. But now Rashard Mendenhall has started to come in the mix. So maybe Roethlisberger takes a step back and maybe not a top five quarterback. But I think he still sticks around in that top eight because the running game is coming along now.
And I think they're starting to have weapons. You know, I feel like Mike Wallace has come in and done well. Heath Miller at tight end, and then obviously Hines Ward, Antonio Holmes, are staples. And Lima Swede, maybe. Maybe someday.
I don't see that one happening.
Not right now.
I do think, you know, that offensive line is the weak spot of the team. And part of the advantage he has is that he's a hard guy to tackle. And, you know, with the NFL rules the way they are, you can't really hit a quarterback. You can't tackle Ben Roethlisberger unless you hit him. So, I mean,
it's hard to get him down without, getting a 15-yard penalty one way or another. And he does do a great job of staying alive, making plays. And, you know, when Ben Roethlisberger's even come out and said that part of the reason the offensive line gets a lot of blame is because he'll hold on to the ball forever and try to make plays. And sometimes that leads to a sack.
Right.
But it also leads to a lot of big plays. But when it leads to those sacks and they don't rank well in sacks allowed, everybody points a finger at the offensive line. But you have to give a little bit of the blame there to Ben Roethlisberger as well.
They don't run the ball as well as most Pittsburgh teams do. That offensive line doesn't seem, you know, they never really recovered from Alan Faneca going away. They never replaced that guy.
Well, I think it's a difference now with Rashard Mendenhall. If you look over the past 4 weeks since he's been starting, he and Chris Johnson are right there at the top in most rushing yards since that time period. So they are able to run the ball more effectively now. Like I said, I think it's more of a case of the player himself and Willie Parker not being the player that he once was.
You know, and as far as quarterbacks, while we're breaking them down, you know, this just feels like the deepest time as far as quarterbacks maybe ever for fantasy football, maybe in quarterbacks in the NFL as it is. Because we hadn't even talked about, you know, guys like Joe Flacco, who started to emerge towards the end of the preseason, has played really well. Carson Palmer's back healthy. Matt Ryan's only going to get better. We still hadn't even mentioned Donovan McNabb yet. So it just seems like the quarterback list just goes on and on and on.
Good reason to draft them in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th round. I actually had a league where I drafted Roethlisberger. He was the 15th quarterback taken in the draft, and I picked him, and then I got Flacco right behind him. I'm solid in that league in quarterback.
Right. I have a league where I play musical quarterbacks with Carson Palmer, Joe Flacco, and Kyle Orton.
Yeah.
You know, three guys that I got way late, two of them off the waiver wire. And, you know, it's worked out fine. There's all three in the top 10, 15 quarterbacks. So there.
Yeah, right there at the top of the list, there may be three guys, and they may be considered your elite quarterbacks. But after that, everybody is pretty close together. And like you said, you can play a number of guys throughout the season.
Right, particularly if you're in an 8-team league or a 10-team league. You know, maybe if you're in a 12 or 14 team league, you got to worry about a little bit. But if you're in an 8-team league, man, don't even worry about a quarterback.
Yeah.
There's going to be guys on the waiver wire after the draft that are going to be putting up 12, 15 points a week for you. So it's certainly interesting and something to watch as we'll get into draft strategy more and more.
Well, those first three quarterbacks, too, are going to go in the first or second round. And it's just, you know, your running backs are going to suffer. So it doesn't make sense to draft them.
You know, and as the NFL, there are more quarterbacks that may change the way you draft wide receivers and whatnot. But I still say I kind of follow a simple formula when I go to the draft. Three of my first four picks, if not my first three picks, are usually going to be running backs. You know, I maybe take one elite wide receiver in the first four rounds. And, you know, I like to have an elite tight end, too. My first five rounds, I want to have three running backs, a wide receiver, and a tight end, and then I'll worry about a quarterback later.
The tight end thing, you wonder about this year, though.
Right.
Because until this year, that's always been a pretty good strategy.
Right. Yeah. Now it may have to change again next year. But for this year, most of my leagues, you know, I've got either Witten, Gonzalez, or Gates. You know, most of them just because it paid off for me because I took guys like DeSean Jackson, you know, or picked up wide receivers off the waiver wire that have turned into top 10 guys. And it's paid off not having to, you know, for the people that took Fitzgerald in the first round and then took a Calvin Johnson in the second round, that their teams have to be dying at running back.
Yeah. I've got Gonzalez in one league and picked up Brett Celek. And I'm starting Celek over Gonzalez at this point.
Exactly.
You know?
Right, that's another kind of mix. Yeah, I'm starting Celek in a couple leagues, too. You know, Celek has, you know, worked out to be actually one of the more consistent people in that Eagles passing offense because, you know, DeSean Jackson's so up and down. So Celek's actually been one of the more consistent options for the Eagles.
And we talked about, you know, like with the quarterbacks, about an elite quarterback. With the tight ends, it seems like all those guys are close. You know, there are no elite tight ends. They have a lot of guys performing at a high level now. So, I mean, and not to say they aren't elite, but they aren't elite. You can't separate a couple from the rest of the pack
anymore. If you get into like value-based drafting, because a guy that, you know, like Owen Daniels, he was the number one tight end at the time he went down.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a guy that was not maybe barely a top five, top six, top seven, depending on where you had him ranked. He was not in that top three because Dallas Clark was number four.
Right.
And most, you had the elite three, Gonzalez, Witten, Gates, and then Clark at four. And then it was five through eight could be any way you want to shuffle it.
Right.
So
yeah. A few years ago, you know, Antonio Gates was heads and shoulders better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's not the case anymore. Like Joe was saying, they're grouped a lot tighter than they were just two or three years ago.
All right, well, that's a little talk about our quarterbacks, and we'll also make some little tight ends there as well. We'll have running backs coming up next. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by sportsoverload.com. Have you heard about Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing? Well, listen up, because Miracle Glaze is a choice for car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. The big problem with most tire dressings is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and nobody wants that. Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains and never slings. It bonds to your tire surfaces within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff today with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Definitely check out our buddies over at MiracleGlaze.com. Now continuing our recap of our rankings and what's going on in fantasy land, let's talk a little running backs. That's always the juicy conversation. It usually makes or breaks your fantasy team. Our number one guy, well, actually, we all three had a different number one guy. I had Adrian Peterson. I was the conservative one of the bunch.
I actually had Michael Turner.
And I was Maurice Jones-Drew.
And not that anybody was – and it actually turned out I think those were three of the top four backs. So – with Chris Johnson in that mix, so you can't really say anyone would have turned out bad for you. So,
but Jones-Drew is to the point where he's not scoring touchdowns. He could if he chose to. So I feel like my guy really is number one. He's, you know.
And the major issue with Michael Turner is he's injured right now, so we don't know how long that's going to be a factor.
So, and Adrian Peterson, he's been a beast. Now, but I will say that going into next year, looking at Chris Johnson, because before the season we had looked at them still splitting carries with Lindell White, but it appears Lindell White's days are numbered. He's not really that much of a involved anymore. So if that's the case, you know, going into next year, I have to look at Chris Johnson as, you know, at minimum a top three, top four guy, maybe the top overall guy.
I would think so. I mean, right now, if I'm making up a list today, it's probably him at the top. Maybe Peterson ahead of him, but it's very close. Yeah.
And Chris Johnson, we had him in the top five, so we weren't off too far there.
Right, you know, it wasn't like we had him 14th or something.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing good in our picks, I think, so far. But he is a guy that's emerged. He can rush the ball. He can receive the ball. He can do a lot and pick up a lot of fantasy points.
Right. And actually, I'll give you a direct quote. If not for Lindell White vulturing off 15 TDs last season, CJ would have been the top fantasy running back. Keep an eye on this situation. That's a quote from our preseason ranking. So we did tell you, if Lindell White's not there, CJ's going to be a big-time running back, and that's turned out to be the case. So, you know, the analysis was accurate.
You know, the big miss we had, and I think everybody had it, was Steve Slayton. I mean, we all thought this was going to be a top-10 guy, and this was a guy that went in a lot of first rounds. We had him number 9. We probably had him a little lower than most people, and a lot of people did, it just hadn't worked out. The guy's fumbling every time he touches the ball, it feels like. It's a bad situation for him, and hopefully, you know, it'll be a Tiki Barber kind of turnaround where he'll learn how not to fumble. But otherwise, you know, he's pretty irrelevant as a fantasy back.
It'll be interesting to watch that throughout the season and on into next season, how Ryan Moats, Chris Brown, and how they divide up that situation, and if it turns into a situation where they all three play and there's no value whatsoever and you're guessing every week. So.
And that's been the biggest issue on a lot of teams out there. You see more so guys dividing up the carries, not between two backs, but three backs as well now. If you look at the Dallas Cowboys, they have Marion Barber, Felix Jones, Tashard Choice. So it's a league-wide deal that seems to be taken off amongst a lot of teams. They're taking that scheme now more so.
Right. It seems to, like you say, it's getting more and more extreme. You know, last year you had a Ronnie Brown, Ricky Williams situation. You had a Lindell White, Chris Johnson, and that kind of thing. But now it's, like you said, I mean, I have no idea what to do with the Saints running game. You know, Reggie Bush is starting to get, you know, red zone touches. You know, you look at Pierre Thomas, Mike Bell, sometimes they get the goal line carries. You look, like we mentioned, the Texans. It just feels like it's a guessing game every week with some teams, so it can be a little crazy at times. Now, I will say with Steve Slayton, though, coming into this season, because, you know, he just overachieved and seemed to play so well, I don't have him in any of my five leagues. He's not a guy – I didn't feel comfortable with him being my guy. I understand the upside, and he should have been ranked in the top 10 going into the season. He wasn't a guy I felt comfortable with. I would have rather had a Frank Gore. Somewhat that was going to be more dependable, I felt like.
Gore was, you know, going into the season, we kept hearing from San Francisco that Gore was going to be the focal point of the offense. They were going to feed him the ball. He was going to be it, and they weren't lying about it. They really did give him the ball, and he is the focal point, and he's, you know, he's
no
proved it out.
No read between the lines there. Just
yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks out, you know, he sat a couple of weeks with injury, and still his numbers are right up there with everybody else's. He's a good guy, good play.
Now, a guy that we haven't talked about really at all, and really throughout the season haven't talked about at all, but quietly is having a great year, is Steven Jackson. You know,
yeah.
He's actually a guy that, even as bad as the Rams are, Steven Jackson's still getting his numbers. He's an all-around beast.
He's leading the team in rushing and receiving. He's another one of those combo guys, and you know how much I love the combo guys. And but he's playing on a bad team, so that's why he doesn't get the recognition that he should. But he is having a great year, and maybe he's a guy that projects back into that top five for next year.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the Rams' offseason looks like and what kind of weapons they put around him and how that situation unfolds. And also, they have a young offensive line, so I could see that situation getting better and better. We're up against the break. We'll continue talking a little running backs when we get back. You listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's gotta drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for 2 bottles and 1 can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for 2 bottles and 1 can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by Rick Atkinson and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now we're going to continue talking a little running backs. Now, one interesting pick we had, we'll see how it turns out. He started to pick it up a little bit, is Matt Forte of the Chicago Bears. He's a guy that was in the top five, you know, hasn't had the great year that we would have expected. He gets most of his points receiving, so it'll be interesting to see how he pans out the rest of the year.
Yeah, we wondered kind of with Cutler coming in how much that would change his role, and it's still, I wonder how that's going to change his role. I don't think that's really worked itself out yet. Cutler seems to be the guy that's going to try to make the throw, you know, like a younger Brett Favre, trying to make throws that he shouldn't make, and that sort of thing, and to a certain extent, that's really not what the Bears need. The Bears need to pound it out, play conservative, let their defense win games for them. And I think maybe next year they'll get back more to that, and Forte will benefit when they do. It could be a value next year in a lot of drafts.
Maybe able to get him in the second or third round, yeah, depending on how he falls. So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, you just have to monitor the situation throughout this season to see, you know, what kind of pace they take and have an idea about next season, because right now it's just up in the air.
Right. Well, one thing I will say that's been frustrating is, at first, his red zone touches, you know, have gone down because Cutler, they throw the ball more in the red zone. But then the other thing is, you know, I don't necessarily blame him, because there were a lot of times where Forte got red zone touches and he fumbled inside the five a couple of times. He got, you know, he got stuffed and didn't get it in. So I don't necessarily blame him. You know, he's got to get the ball in there at the 1 yard line. You know, if he's your back, it's first and goal at the one. He's got to be the guy that punches it in if he's your guy. If he's your franchise back.
Also, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because Cutler, over the past 13, 14 games of the season, he leads all quarterbacks in red zone interceptions. So it's another deal where you have to monitor the situation. Do we want to put the ball in his hands and risk getting it picked off and not get any points out of it? Or do we want to give it to Forte and, you know, if we can get a field goal out of it, at least we get points there.
Right, because you'd like it to be, you know, take the pressure off, you know, having to pass the ball. Just once you get down in the red zone, you know, you got a guy like running, you know, take the safe play of just giving it to Forte and let him run it in. But you know, that hasn't been the case. They've not been very efficient in the red zone, having to settle for field goals or turning the ball over.
And that doesn't help you from a fantasy standpoint.
No, that does nothing
not
for
at all.
That does nothing for me fantasy-wise, so I don't like that at all.
Unless you have their kicker.
Unless you got the kicker, that doesn't do you any good. Now, is it finally the end of an era, LT? I mean, next year, we can't possibly have him in the top 10 going into next year for LT.
No, you don't see him as a top 10 back, but you do see him as a guy that probably is still a good flex play, depending on what the Chargers do. You know, what do they keep him around? Do they move on and make him the backup? You know, what happens with him is a huge question mark. I think they're going to have to address something in their running game, though. I mean, they've let that offensive line go from one of the best ever in the NFL to, you know, one of the that can't block for a runner right now.
Right. They're definitely offensive line is more suited to pass blocking than it is run blocking, for sure. And Darren Sproles is more and more involved.
Yeah, and I just don't know what the future holds for their running back situation altogether. They drafted a guy out of Colorado State, Gartrell Johnson, I thought he was a great runner in college, and he's kind of been under the radar. They have another back there, and you just don't know what's going to go on with Darren Sproles. Does he stay? Does he go elsewhere? It's another case of monitoring and
right.
If LT even stays around for next year.
Yeah.
Right. Johnson was a guy they drafted in the fifth round out of Colorado State. He had a big blow-up game against Fresno State and, you know, popped up on the scouts' radar there.
You know, looking back, Michael Turner was the answer there, and they didn't react fast enough. You know, they probably should have moved LT when there was still some value there and let Turner been the man, and they didn't do that, probably out of loyalty to LT, and now they're paying the price.
Right. Some general managers, some of the really good ones, they know to, you know, get ahead of a player's prime, you know, and they know to get rid of a player when right before he starts to go downhill, maybe. Because, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, if you'd wanted to trade LT, you probably could have gotten whatever you wanted back. You know, you could have gotten
player, numerous picks to go along.
Right, it
would
have been kind of like when Cutler was traded to traded from the Broncos to the Bears, and they got a couple first round picks and starting quarterback out of it. But now you couldn't get a fourth round pick for LT, so it'd be tough. Now the other guy that I was, you know, we have him ranked number 6. That's D'Angelo Williams, but he was kind of in that Chris Johnson mold that I wasn't 100% sure how it would work out with him and Jonathan Stewart. And, you know, what kind of season if D'Angelo Williams just got hot down the stretch and it was kind of a fluke. But it turns out D'Angelo Williams is a legitimate top 10 running back.
Yeah, I think we've got him right where he should have been on that list. He's a talented guy playing in a system where they want to run the ball. I mean, everything looks like the right way, and it's where it should be.
Right. Now, a guy that's getting a little older as well is Thomas Jones. Now, what do you think about that situation there up in New York?
I think with Thomas Jones, you know, the Jets are moving more towards Sean Green, who's a younger running back, just drafted him, rookie right now. I think they're moving towards bringing him along, and then it'll be interesting to see how Leon Washington recovers from his injury, you know, what that situation is, how fast he's able to come back and recover, because if they don't see progression there, then maybe they give Thomas Jones that contract that he's asking for, keep him around for another couple of years.
It reminds me of, well, as far as Thomas Jones, everybody wants to doubt him at the beginning of the last couple of years that he wasn't, you know, he's not going to get it done anymore, and he kind of keeps continuing to do it. It reminds me of a few years ago when everybody said, all right, Portis is done. This year he finally is, but a couple of years ago it was like, oh, he's done. He's the bust of the year. He was everybody's bust pick, and then he ended up being fine, you know. And so I'm curious to see how that's going to go with Thomas Jones. I don't know if Sean Green's ready to take over. And I don't know, and I think Leon Washington is a little better than Darren Sproles, but it's that same situation where you have a guy that, can he be an every down back? Can he take on 15, 20 touches? And I don't think Leon Washington can.
I don't see that either.
Yeah. So
I think next year, I'll make this prediction. When the fantasy playoffs start next year, you're going to see a lot of teams with Thomas Jones on the roster and making the playoffs. I mean, he's a value pick every single year. You can get a guy that's going to give you good fantasy numbers in the 7th, 8th round next year, probably for him.
Probably fall to, yeah, maybe at least the, you know, 4th, 5th round or so. Now, another guy quickly, Rick, talk about Ray Rice before we hit the break.
You know, Ray Rice is next year, I think he's a top 5 back. You know, he this year he's had a really solid, great year. I mean, he's doing everything you want him to do. And if you remember at the earlier part of the year, Willis McGahee was vulturing off some touchdowns. You know, if Rice had gotten those touchdowns, he would be right there at the top of the list right now. You know, I love him next year. I think that's a guy that you pick in the top 5 of the running backs.
I would feel comfortable that he's definitely emerged from the pack in that running back by committee situation. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We'll break down wide receivers coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Now, we've talked about quarterbacks and running backs. Now, about those crazy wide receivers. It's been another interesting year, to say the least, for the wide receivers. Seems like there's all kinds of big-time guys popping up all over the place that you might not even drafted, or you drafted towards the end of the draft. You look at Miles Austin, Mike Sims-Walker, Steve Smith at the Giants has been pretty good, Mario Manningham. So it feels like a year, and DeSean Jackson's bumped up to be a top-10 wide receiver. So it feels like a year where the stars have realigned a little bit, and wide receivers are going to be a new list next year when you start ranking those wide receivers.
I don't know if anybody made a bigger jump than Vincent Jackson. I mean, he's a guy that was, well, what do we have him, in the teens, I'm sure.
14,
and, you know, next
top
year,
five, top six.
Yeah, maybe even higher than that. I mean, this is a guy that's bumping up there with Larry Fitzgerald, and Andre Johnson is one of your top guys now.
Well, and I would be willing to argue that on a separate note from fantasy, you know, this is a guy that's 6'5", 220, you know, big-time speed, big-time athlete. I would be willing to argue that he's a big-time wide receiver, period, not right. Just fantasy. You know, I feel like Vincent Jackson's a stud, so Pro Bowl wide receiver. Now, we had Larry Fitzgerald number one, and it's hard to argue that as far as talent. You know, nobody's more talented than Larry Fitzgerald. And I think, you know, you would think he would have had a better year than he's had. He's been solid, but not spectacular. Hasn't had those big monster games that you would hope for. And with Bolden out, you know, you would expect him to be targeted more and be – you know, really put up big-time numbers, but it hasn't quite happened, but he's still a top-five wide receiver.
Yeah. It does seem like their offense hasn't been as explosive this year as what we anticipated overall. You know, they don't seem to be having the huge games that they had last year. You know, I think Hightower's kind of emerged in the passing game as an option. Breston continues to expand his role. So, you know, I think those two guys took all the slack that Bolden left. You know, I don't think Fitzgerald really picked up any of the slack for Bolden. I think those two guys did it.
And also, you mentioned Hightower. You know, the Cardinals seem like they want to run the ball more these days.
Well, isn't that what he was talking about it?
Yeah, they want to be more of a physical team. So Hightower is going to get some touches running the ball, and then they're bringing Beanie Wells along. So, you know, that's taken away from the production of the receivers as well as Kurt Warner.
Right. And if Warner, you know, gets injured or retires – and they have to go to Leinart, their best option is running the ball. You know, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of Matt Leinart. Now, you know, I think that offense completely changes. If Matt Leinart's the starting quarterback at any point next year, the value of Fitzgerald and Bolden drops drastically.
I have to agree with you, but let's remember this guy played at USC. He played in a pro-style offense, so he has the potential there. He just hasn't lived up to it.
Lately he's been having pro-style parties, so he's been having a good time. So, anyway, our number two receiver was Andre Johnson, and I can't really complain there. I still love Andre Johnson.
Yeah, he's just a freak. I mean, you don't realize how big and strong he is until you see him on the field and you realize he's just dwarfing the defenders that are trying to cover him. Don't even come up to his waist, it looks like. I mean, he's just an animal.
You know, this is one of the good things about fantasy football is it's finally been an opportunity for everyone around the NFL to know who Andre Johnson is. You know, if it wasn't for fantasy football, you really wouldn't know who Andre Johnson was down there in the Texans unless you're a Houston Texans fan.
Right, and he's a guy that continues to be solid. He's going to be there. Looking into next season, he could be your number one overall option at wide receiver. If Fitzgerald continues, like we said, he's consistent, but nowhere the numbers that he had last year, Andre Johnson is above him.
And when you talk about the number one spot, I would say Randy Moss has made a statement that he deserves to be right back up there in the running for that top wide receiver spot. It seems like him and Tom Brady are picking up pretty much right where they left off back in 2007.
And don't forget Reggie Wayne. I mean, he just keeps doing it. He just keeps doing what he does. I mean, it's strange, too, because he's not that fast. He's a good route runner, but not the best route runner out there. But
it's great hands.
Yeah, he catches the ball well, but, man, it just a lot of guys can catch the ball well.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. When we talk about, you know, he's not the freak that Fitzgerald is. Andre Johnson is. Calvin Johnson is. Randy Moss. You know, he's not that kind of freak. But he just gets it done. And I think he benefits, obviously, from playing with Peyton Manning.
Exactly.
So, but, you know, fantasy-wise, he's got to be back in that discussion, too. He fell off a little bit last year. We only had him ranked number, as the number 9 wide receiver. But I think he gets back into that 4-5 spot, if not higher. Well, it gets tough. Wide receivers is definitely, you know, because where does DeSean Jackson mix in here? But we're coming up against the break. We're going to keep talking wide receivers a little bit. We haven't really talked much about Calvin Johnson or Steve Smith or Greg Jennings yet. Terrell Owens. We've still got a lot of good stuff to talk about with wide receivers coming up. Don't go anywhere. Listen to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Right now, get up to $1,000 off cabinet refacing from the Home Depot's Home Services. Think of cabinet refacing as a facelift for your kitchen, replacing all your current cabinet doors and drawers with new ones, giving you a stylish new look, and transforming your kitchen without a major overhaul. Just call 1-800-275-FACE to set up a free in-home consultation. Use your savings to upgrade your cabinet style, color, and material. And rest assured that your expert installation will be backed by the Home Depot, putting a smile on your face. Call 1-800-275-FACE. That's 1-800-275-3223 today. And get up to $1,000 off your cabinet refacing project of $3,000 or more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Minimum purchase required through December 30th at participating U.S. stores. See store for license numbers and details.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Continuing our talk of wide receivers, now we had Steve Smith at number 4. If only we'd had Steve Smith at the Giants there, you know, we could pretend like it was a typo, I guess, but... Steve Smith of the Carolina Panthers, you know, came into the season, you know, I felt like he was going to have a really good year because last year in only 14 games, he put up numbers, you know, still in the top five, even missing a couple of games. But Jake Delhomme has just gotten worse and worse.
Yeah, that was our mistake. We assumed he would throw it to his teammates instead of the other team, and apparently that's not his theory.
Right. If Jake, if Delhomme got points for completions, you know, to anyone, he'd be doing pretty well. But, you know, but as far as that concerned, he's just fallen off the map. And I think it's become a mental thing at this point where he's just not the same. He's not there anymore.
Well, and used to, they found ways to get Smith the ball. They ran reverses and they just found little bubble screens and stuff. And they don't seem to be doing that as much anymore either. So that the other side is, the Giant Steve Smith has emerged as the primary target there, you know, and he looks like the real deal. You know, he's a great possession receiver. He's not going to kill you with, you know, the 80-yard catch. That's Manningham's deal. But Smith is going to be the guy that Manning looks to when he needs somebody to catch a ball.
And you also have to figure Akeem Nicks is going to get more and more involved, the first-round draft pick. So it'll be interesting to see how that divides between the three of them going into next year. But Steve Smith, you have to figure, bumps up into at least top 12.
Yeah, he's range. A great number 2 receiver for your fantasy team.
Yeah, he's definitely great to have there. Now, the guy, Calvin Johnson. Now, how much do you think of it as him having a bad year? You know, he's been gimped up a little bit. And how much of it is just having to deal with playing with Matthew Stafford?
Well, it's definitely a case of both there. You're playing with a rookie quarterback, and also he's missed a few games. So as that offense continues to develop, I still would keep him as a top 10 guy going into next year, but he is going to fall off a little bit. He's not going to be you know, in your top five anymore.
Yeah, it feels like it's frustrated me because, you know, I kept him in a keeper league and I've drafted him in a couple others, paid a lot for him in an auction league or two, and he hasn't really delivered for me. But, you know, the guys I paid spent a dollar on have been fantastic, so I guess it's kind of balanced out. So, but Calvin Johnson, last year when he was so good, he would make one play a game. It was kind of like DeSean Jackson is this year. So it'd be interesting to see how DeSean Jackson is next year. That may be a little bit of foreshadowing. But Calvin Johnson would make that one 70-yard touchdown grab, and that was his points for the day. And this year he hasn't been able – they've seemed to focus on him a little bit more, and he hasn't been able to break that big play. So it'd be interesting to look at. Now, one situation is Aaron Rodgers has been a top fantasy quarterback, but that hasn't really made a difference as far as Greg Jennings is concerned. He still hasn't done anything. Seems like the old man Donald Driver just keeps getting all the points, and Greg Jennings hasn't taken over yet.
And that's exactly it. You know, we look at a couple of teams out there where we think, okay, it's time for these guys to step up, the younger receiver, and take over. But it's just a case of Donald Driver. He's still out there playing, and Aaron Rodgers is looking for him. He's his number one target.
You know, wide receivers are a lot like quarterbacks. A lot of that game is in your brains. I mean, how smart are you? How do you read the defense? Do you know when to take it in and when to take it out? And, you know, Driver's a guy that knows. He can line up and know where he's supposed to be, and he gets there and the ball comes to him. And I think that's why he's successful, and Hyde Ward's another guy that gets where he's supposed to be and the ball's going to be there. And eventually their physical skills will diminish to the point where they can't do it. Jerry Rice is the guy that we saw that happen to Jerry Rice. He still knew where he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But he knew where he was supposed to be. He just couldn't get there anymore.
Right. And, speaking of the Steelers, you know, when you look at that, what do you think about the future of the Steelers wide receiving corps? Do you add Mike Wallace to the mix?
It looks up, you know, and it all starts with Hines Ward. You know, these guys look to him. He's their leader. But, of course, his time is shortened right now. He's not going to be playing forever. He may play two or three seasons. But I think the way he's played over the years, these other receivers and young guys, they'll follow in that same mold. You know, Santonio Holmes has played with him, and he will bring the other guys like Mike Wallace and some of the younger receivers in that same mold. But they're more explosive passing the ball and receiving the ball all together now. Mm-hmm. And it looks up for them all together.
Right. I would say next year, Hines Ward is still going to be their top target with Holmes 2 and Mike Wallace 3. But it'd be interesting to see, you know, how good Mike Wallace gets in the years to come and how much he develops. It'd be interesting to see how much he emerges there.
And if they pay him and keep him around once he does get to that level.
I do kind of, if I was a Steelers fan, I would be a little bit nervous that Ward is kind of the face of the franchise behind Roethlisberger, obviously. But he's still the guy, and Polamalu, but he's been there so long, he's the guy that just seems like that team. And you wonder, when he finally does go, how much of an overall effect will that have? I think that's a clubhouse guy that they will miss dearly.
Oh, they'll definitely miss him. But if we go back just a couple of seasons, Jerome Bettis was that same guy. So, you know, I think they've done well without him over the past three seasons.
Right. And now to a guy that won't be missed dearly, Terrell Owens. So in Buffalo, that was a one-year experiment that did not work well. You know, I think to an extent it's not like Trent Edwards is Troy Aikman, but I don't think you can blame it all on Trent Edwards here necessarily either, or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, obviously you're not T.O. because he thinks he can blame it on them, and he will at some point.
And, you know, along those same lines, I don't think you can blame it all on T.O. It was just, like you said, it was an experiment, and that's just what it is. Sometimes they go right, sometimes they don't. And in this case, it didn't go the way that everybody thought that it may. You know, T.O. is a guy that's made teams better. Every team he's been on, he's made them better. This is not the case year. And it has something to do with age because now he's injured. And he hadn't really missed a lot of time over the past few seasons.
And I will say, you know, not to defend T.O., but I will say, as far as the bad teams in the NFL, the Bills do have better skill position players than a lot of the bad teams. When you look at Marshawn Lynch, Fred Jackson, Lee Evans, Terrell Owens, you know, they got better skill position players than the Rams, the Browns, you know, some of the other bottom feeders. So
that means it may start with the quarterback then.
Well, I actually think the thing we didn't haven't mentioned at all yet is that they were starting a couple of rookies on that offensive line. I think that's where the big key is there.
And, you know, when you look at you say that, but Lee Evans is a better receiver than anybody he was playing with in Dallas. You know, I think Evans was better than who he was matched up with there.
So. Right, I'd rather have Lee Evans, just pure, not necessarily fantasy, but just pure talent. I'd rather have Lee Evans than I would Roy Williams or Patrick Creighton, you know, probably Miles Austin.
It's always a bad sign when people that are still playing against you are being compared to you. You know, when people start saying that Brandon Marshall is the next T.O., well, that means, T.O., you're done. You know, the next guy's ready to step into your shoes, move on.
Speaking of which, Brandon Marshall, that was a guy that, you know, weren't real high on coming into the season. You weren't really sure he was, you know, not wanting to cooperate in practice. But he's been good, and Kyle Orton's been good. So I think that will be something positive coming into next year that, you know, will be a guy you feel comfortable having on your fantasy team.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's athletically, he's just a freak and can take advantage of it from time to time.
And he's obviously emerged as the top guy, you know, the top target. There was talk about Eddie Royal, but Eddie Royal has not done a whole lot.
No. And Eddie Royal is going to give you the best production in the return game, and that's all I see him doing. So Brandon Marshall is the number one option there in Denver.
Right. And aside from being interesting on Twitter, Chad Ochocinco is making plays too.
Yeah, well, he's got his quarterback this year. You know, I think that's a lot of it. Carson Palmer is good, and we see that this year. He's a good quarterback, and he's getting better. He's getting more seasoned, and he's making better decisions. And, you know, I think you would have thought losing Husmansada would really hurt that team, and they're not missing him. Man, they just rolled right on. So I think Chad's the straw that stirs the drink there, and he continue to be that way for years to come.
Right. I think that Bengals offense in general has just gotten a lot better because, you know, Cedric Benson was a guy we haven't really talked about much yet this hour. But Cedric Benson, you know, I think he's a guy that coming into next year as well because the Bengals offense has gotten a lot better. I think he's a guy that's a top 12, top 15 yep. running back. He's up in that mix, so he's definitely somebody to keep an eye on.
He stepped into what Rudy Johnson used to be when we thought Rudy Johnson was going to emerge into the type of back that Benson is this year.
So. Without question. Now, Wes Welker, that's a guy. That's another guy that he always flies under the radar. You don't ever talk about him. You know, he it's amazing how he really never catches a deep ball. Everything is that same 7 to 12-yard, you know, completion over the middle. He makes a little run after the catch. It's the same thing over and over again. Moss goes deep, Welker catches the short ones over the middle. It's just the same thing, but they do it so well and execute it.
And that's the thing about it. Those guys complement each other so well. You know, Randy Moss goes deep. Of course, he takes two guys with him, and Wes Welker is just as fast, if not faster, than Randy Moss. So when he catches those slants, he can get up the field and get a lot of yards after catch. So he's picking you up fantasy points, and he can score from anywhere on the field as well.
Right. Well, one thing with Welker that you wouldn't think would work out this way, but he's actually gotten several red zone touchdowns, which you wouldn't think Welker would ever get a red zone touchdown, ever, because he's short, and all of his touchdowns are going to be run after the catch. But he'll catch a short slant inside the 20 and take it into the house. Which, you know, is kind of unique for that style of passing game.
Points per perception leagues, too. He's huge there. I mean, yep. you get 10 receptions in some games. Right. 10 points, boom, right there.
Right, PPR leagues for sure. Now, one scenario I'll throw out real quickly before we hit the break. With DeSean Jackson, I definitely think he's a top 10 wide receiver in talent. But the thing is, as Jeremy Maclin gets more and more involved and as a very similar style player to DeSean Jackson, you know, will they balance each other out a little bit coming into next year? Will that keep DeSean Jackson from bumping up into a top 5 wide receiver?
I don't think so. I think Jackson's the real deal. I think he's better than Maclin, and I think he's more talented than Maclin, and he'll be hitting that third year, which usually is a big boost for everybody.
Magical third year for wide receivers. Definitely. Well, we'll talk about the Heisman race a little bit in our final segment coming up. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadb.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze.
You'll also get professional detailers tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Now we're going to talk about the Heisman Trophy a little bit as we wind down this week's show. Now, I think there's a fine line between who should win the Heisman Trophy and who will win the Heisman Trophy. Joe, what are your thoughts?
Well, the Heisman Trophy is a weird deal to me every year because they don't seem to take the best player out there. They take the guy who could possibly be the best player on the best team.
Well, as you know, quarterback too.
Right, right. They want to take a guy who's playing on an undefeated team or maybe a one-loss team. He may not be the best player out there, but his team is better. You know, the guy that you like a lot, Case Keenum, he's putting up ridiculous numbers, but they've lost some games and they're just not getting the recognition at the University of Houston to get him the Heisman Trophy.
You know, I read something today that just floored me, that there's never been a Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Alabama.
That's true.
And Mark Ingram looks like the guy that probably should get it this year. Maybe this is the year that finally comes about, but
Is he a sexy enough pick, though, to not give it to Tim Tebow or Colt McCoy? You know, I think that's the question. And you have to look at the mind of the voters. You know, is he, you know, is that a?
Some of the voters are actually going to hurt Tebow in that they don't think he deserves to have it twice. If he hadn't won it before, he'd get it this year. But yeah. I think some of that backlash is going
to
get him.
I wouldn't give it to McCoy, but that's who I think will win it if I had to pick.
It just goes back to me with Mark Ingram is he's going to be on an undefeated team or a one-loss team, so that could get him over the top.
If you watch him, too, when you see him, you're like, wow, he just dominates the game. You know, probably more so than anybody else out there. We think all these other guys are. He really is.
I worry about Ingram getting – you know, like West Coast votes. You know, I mean, everybody around the country knows Tebow. But I worry about, you know, in areas outside of the SEC, Ingram getting enough votes. Truthfully, if it was up to me, I still love guys like Domokong Sue at Nebraska, defensive tackle. He has no shot at getting it. He's not even in the top 20 guys. But as far as best players in the country, he's the most dominant defensive tackle in college football. And that would be who I give it to. I think he's ridiculous. And, you know, there's plenty of guys like that. Case Keenum, I don't think quite has done enough. I think he falls in the category of a system quarterback. And,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. But
the numbers are there.
The numbers are definitely there. So, without question. Now, keep in mind, SportsOverload.com picks every top 25 football game every week, both straight up and against the spread. And we'll pick every NFL game, both the spread and the total. And the daily dose of dupes. The daily dose of hoops has started up. Not dupes. Picking basketball games every day. Free picks, of course. It's all free, along with fantasy football analysis. So for Rick Atkinson and Joe Franklin, I'm Ron Jumper. Thanks for listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Tune in again next week.